It's a crisis of confidence in public safety. That's how Seattle Mayor Ed Murray describes the situation in the city in the wake of recent gun violence. Yesterday, he presented his ideas on how to fix it. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Speaking in city council chambers, Murray declared a summer of safety to respond to recent violence. He said his administration will undertake everything from trimming overgrown bushes in violence hotspots to continuing with police reform and tackling economic inequality. Murray said he supports the ballot measure to require background checks for all gun sales as one response to the shootings at Seattle Pacific University and elsewhere in the city.
That same week, three young black men were killed in Seattle with a fraction of media or public attention.
Murray concluded his speech with details from the obituary of one of those victims, a young man so bright he went to kindergarten early and graduated from the University of Washington.
And we lost him through senseless violence.
Former public school principal Brenda Jackson attended the event as a member of the Central Area Advisory Board. She was impressed.
You could see the passion. He would have to bite his lip, you know, because to keep from getting teary-eyed. And so that's a passion. I believe he's committed in what he's trying to do.
One of the measures she's happiest about is the city's doubling the size of a summer jobs program for teenagers. Murray said his initial plan is modest. It moves around existing funds for small-scale programs. Murray says he hopes to expand on them, but the looming issue is funding.
But there's a huge unanswered question. Even without the plan I put forward today, the cost of implementing the federal court's mandate on our police department is significant, and we have not fully identified where the cost for police reform itself will come from.
Murray says when he's not leading community walks and discussions during the summer of safety, he'll be scrutinizing the city budget to find ways to fund police reform and all of his anti-violence programs. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.